Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Vice President Joe Biden is in China, starting a five-day visit that will focus on the American economy and China's concerns about the recent downgrading of U.S. debt. Of course, China is the U.S. government's biggest foreign creditor, holding $1 trillion in U.S. debt, and China's state-run media is calling on the Obama administration to do more to reduce the deficit. The BBC's Martin Patience reports from Yiwu in eastern China, where local manufacturers are worried about the economic problems in the U.S.
Well, there's hundreds of small shops in this market, and this place is like a Christmas wonderland. Just in front of me are some Santas, there's snowmen just above me, are stockings for sale. I can also see wrapping paper, tinsel, coloured lights. The commercial city of Yiwu is where retail buyers from around the world come to choose this year's decorations. Despite the bleak global economic outlook, saleswoman Huang Guiqin says business is actually better than last year.
We have regular customers and orders, and we move with the times, so I'm not too worried. Like Spring Festival in China, everyone needs to celebrate Christmas. It will always be important.
Christmas may not be marked here, but the celebrations are crucial for China. That's because its economy thrives on the goods it sells around the world. China, for example, exports far more to the US than it buys in return. That's long been a complaint of Washington. But Beijing, in turn, is worried about a possible downturn in the American economy.
The old adage is when America particularly, or the West, catches a cold, then China gets the flu.
Paul French is an economist based in Shanghai.
First thing that happens is that the export orders drop off and the factories here find themselves in a difficult position. Unemployment is not something the Chinese government wants to see. It needs exactly the opposite. It needs job creation. There's no real social safety welfare net here. It doesn't really want people thrown out of work because then they tend to protest and not be quite as harmonized as they should be.
We're on a factory floor and it's sweltering hot in here. But there's big industrial fans which are blowing a breeze over the 50 or so workers. As the world's largest exporter, many Chinese manufacturers are concerned about the future. This factory, which makes Christmas decorations and toys, saw its profits drop 30% during the last global financial crisis. But the company says it's now better placed to deal with any economic downturn. Han Guanghui is the manager.
Ever since 2008, we've been increasing our domestic market. It's now about 30% of our business, and it will continue expanding. It's important in order to reduce the risk to the company.
But consumers here can't yet match the spending power found in the West. China is hungry for more. It wants to become richer. The workers on this factory floor, bent over their machines, want a better way of life. But their jobs will continue to depend upon American demand.